What's going on, guys? Your boy B Spellman here today, and here's another one from the article American Insider. The title of it is "Are Democrats Destroying U.S. Cities?" The story is by Carver Malone. It says Democrat-led cities of Chicago and San Francisco are facing skyrocketing crime, homelessness, drug use, among other problems. As a result, many businesses are fleeing the city. Customers simply refuse to put themselves in harm's way, which causes sales to plummet. The ultimately results in employees lose their jobs as businesses are forced to close. Ken Griffin, who was the richest man in Illinois at $29 billion, move his multi-billionaire hedge fund Citadel from Illinois to Florida. Yeah. Here's a tweet from Air Hub Chicago exploring creating a city-owned grocery store for food deserts. Wow. Walgreens, Aldi have also shut down stores in Chicago. Democrats' refusal to confront crime and appropriately fund law enforcement has ultimately destroyed the city. Chicago Democrat Mayor Brandon Johnson says he wants to open taxpayer-funded city-owned grocery stores in order to deal with the problem of business says shutting down. The plan and the readmission of the socialist or communist agenda in which the government runs business using taxpayer dollars to oppose to the free market. While the city claims this service is similar to the public library post office, many Americans believe it's an alarming move for the government to run local grocery stores. All Chicagoans deserve to live near convenient, affordable, healthy grocery options, Johnson said. We know access to grocery stores is already a challenge for many residents, especially the South and West Sides, he continued. A better, stronger, safer future is one where our youth and our communities have access to the tools or resources they need to thrive. My administration is committed to advancing innovative whole of government approaches to address these inequities, Johnson added. The plan is called the Economic Security Project, which is looking into the possibility of opening city-owned grocery stores. Economic Security Project Senior Advisor Amelia Power compared the plan to how the library and the postal service operates. The city of Chicago is re-emerging. The role government can play in our lives by exploring a public option for grocery stores and via municipally-owned grocery store and market, Power said. Yeah, but there is a video, I don't know if I want to play it, but there's more. Dissimilar for the way the library or the postal service operates, a public option offers economic choice and power to communities. All of the stores are closing, so now we have to go outside of the neighbors to purchase food. One South Side of Chicago resident told the CBS News, I think that's a good idea that Mayor Jones is picking up a slight where these big store chains are leaving. Well, here's a poll. The poll of this, before I give you my own point of view, it says, this is the poll, said, do you agree or disagree with the argument that Democrat-led cities like Chicago and San Francisco are facing skyrocketing crime, homelessness, and drug use among other problems. Ladies and gentlemen, it's 100% agree. Because on the poll it says agree, neutral, disagree, other, and no opinion. It's 100% agree. Like, 100%. That's where we at. And it's 4K thumbs up. It's 104, 14 thumbs down on this article. Let's get into the comments. One comment says that the question reminds me of another question about a certain part of the frog being watertight. All right. Here's another one. Now that is the best and most honest title yet, and as you can see, it's very accurate, and they all have one similarity. If you look at the mayors of troubled cities, sorry to say, some are just great at sports. One says they brought it on themselves. As long as they continue to vote Democrat, they will remain big blue cesspools. Yep. What's my opinion on, do you think Democrats are destroying U.S. cities? Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, the homelessness is crazy, guys. And the bad part is most of these Democrat-led cities are led by Black Americans, which I think that's a ploy. That can also show that Black Americans, whether men or women, can lead. That's what I'm seeing. That's symbolic. And Black men just gotta be Democrat. I don't know why. We can't be libertarians, and we can't be Republicans, but we just gotta be Democrat. So that's my two cents on this. Until next time, guys, be amazing.